frustrating in the sense that we haven't scored the goal. Very, very pleasing in terms of the quality of work that we'd done in training and how that was transferred to the game today. It took us a little bit of time to get going in terms of our work in possession. Our work out of possession, we talked about defensive solidity in the middle of the pitch, and the two centre-halves and two centre-midfielders were absolutely outstanding at that. Completely nullified, really, any threat from Newport, particularly with their directness of their play. And in possession, I think it's all to play to see in the second half. I mean, the entries that we had into the final third, the quality of play, the variety, the crosses, the combinations, the shots on goal, could have been five on another day.
It was a slow and, for lack of a better word, flat first half. Is that, you came in at half time, what did you say to the players? Was it along the lines of up the intensity, up the tempo?
Yeah, you know, we weren't best pleased with the first 8 minutes, you know, but sometimes you have a little hangover after a bit disappointing week last week. But the last 10 minutes of the first half, we grew into the game again and we started showing what we can do. In the second half, you know, it was highlighted the whole second half how we can play. You know, had icing on the cake, would have been a goal, and I think it would have been deserved. But again, you have to give Newport credit how well they defended. They are fighting for their lives down there, and they're a well-drilled team now to try and break down.
You came up against a very stubborn and a very tight Newport defence, made it very little room for you on the edge of their penalty area. Was that a challenge for you guys? You still created a lot of chances, though. I suppose that speaks volumes about the quality in your side.
It was most definitely a challenge, but we overcame the challenge without doubt. The one thing we didn't overcome was their goalkeeper, who, for all his antics with his kicking, which we'll put to one side, there's three saves in there that they're match saving saves for him. You know, it's as good as a centre forward picking up the ball on the halfway line and going through and scoring, you know, beating half the team and scoring. He's done the same, thinking specifically of Curtis's chance, Nana's shot. I mean, they're just right out the top drawer, and Newport have got him to thank for their point today.
You just mentioned Nana Kai's shot, which would look destined for the top corner from our angle. That would have been a perfect way to open his goal-scoring account for Barnett.
Yeah, well, that's a trademark he has, you know. He likes to cut inside and bend it round. He scored many goals for us in the under-18s with that kind of shot. One of them days, you know, he normally goes in, but today it hasn't. Full credit to their goalkeeper. But we, you know, we have to be positive today. You know, we have got a clean sheet. It is a point. Though we're disappointed, we haven't got the other 2 points to go with it. The out possession work was excellent, I thought, because they really try and put you under pressure, get in your faces. So I think we dealt with that very well.
And it brought on Luke Coulson to make his debut from the bench. What was the thinking behind bringing him in, and what does he add to the team?
Well, we know his quality in the final third. Whether that be to link play or to cross into the box, which we saw actually in the short spell that he was on the pitch for. Great attitude, fits in with our mentality that we want from the group, that all the players have bought into here in terms of you know, that hunger, if you like, to go and prove something at a higher level and play the style of football that we want to be playing. And so, you know, we've got him to add variety after Luke's departure, you know, adds great variety to the attacking options we've got.
Suppose looking ahead to next week, from today's game, the only thing that was missing was the finish, the final strike of the ball into the back of the net. Next week against Carlisle, they're a bit of free scoring team at the moment, tough challenge, but you've got plenty of confidence and plenty of positives to take from this game into that game.
Yeah, they are, but you know, we reflected on last week at the Doncaster game, and what we said about this week was about focus on us and how well we can play, and that'll be the same focus next week regarding, you know, what we do here on the training ground will be on us. Not all about Carlisle. They're a good team. They're a very good team. And Keith Cole's got them playing some very good football there, but it'll be about us, no one else.